the land of saints, scholars, myths, and legends, Ireland is a country possessing a wealth of spiritual heritage and physical beauty. This ancient land, with its strong Celtic roots and rugged natural beauty, has a well-preserved culture rich in folklore and distinctive music. Many of its monuments suggest a mystical past, such as Newgrange, a 6,000-year-old Neolithic tomb that still stands to this day. Ireland is also known as the Emerald Isle due to its abundant lush green landscape spread across rolling hills and valleys. With pristine waters and stunning coastlines, Ireland's wealth of nature is a treasure to be truly appreciated and preserved. Throughout Christendom, Ireland's saints are well known and much loved, having played an important role in the restoration of Christianity during the Middle Ages from the 3rd to 7th century. Monks such as Saint Columbanus left an extraordinary legacy, establishing up to 100 monasteries across Europe, from France to Italy. In modern times, Ireland continues its noble legacy on a global scale, being the first country in the world to introduce a nationwide no-smoking ban in all public places. Ireland's concern for the welfare of humanity continues to shine today, with famous individuals such as U2's Bono and Bob Geldof's devoted commitment to helping the less fortunate in third world countries. As a nation, Ireland is known worldwide for its cheer, charm, and friendly approach to friends and strangers alike. During her European lecture tour in 1999, Supreme Master Qinghai compassionately accepted the invitation from earnest truth seekers to visit Dublin, Ireland. And thus, we now invite you to listen to the following lecture given on June 7, 1999, entitled Spirituality Shines in Adversities.
Yeah, no, you keep saying the Bible all the time, like about Christ. Like, I mean, what about, say, different religions? Like, I'm the same man, I travel the world. I've met Hindus, I've met Buddhists, I've met Muslims. Do you not think it's all the one?
They point to one God, they just use different terms, that's why it confuses us.
I'm inclined to think that really it's the people themselves.
Yes, people make the difference with their brains, not with their soul. That's why. You see, we have two parts in us. One part is God, which is the soul, part of God. Another part is the computer, the brain. The brain that makes trouble. It takes in all the information and it puts out the same, regardless of the flexibility of the different situation.
Dear Master, what is the true form of, it's a very difficult word.
Don't tell me the written word have accent as well.
Of prayer, a question, how can we attain to it?
The true form of prayers is when we become one with God, that when His will becomes our will, whatever God tells us to do, we do it. And that's the truest form of prayers. And we can only attain this stage when we go inside and let God Himself teach us day by day of the way of heaven. Okay?
Dear Master, does alcohol slow down the spiritual path?
It even slowed down your life. Slow down your job. Slow down a lot of things. Yes, whenever you touch alcohol, you really want to live shorter than you should. That's the way it is. The body is not suitable for this kind of strong intoxication. And it damages the nerves, it dulls the intelligence, it shortens the lifespan. So it's up to you to choose to live dangerously, how to live quietly. Okay? There's so many temptation. It's difficult to resist. But if you would like to live a more healthy life and a more active life, more productive life, then it is better to refrain from alcohol.
Dear Master, why must we exist? Just existing takes up so much energy. What's our purpose?
Yeah. I was wondering myself until I found God. Then he tells me everything. Why don't you find God also? And then God will answer you what the purpose of our life. He will tell you what is your mission. And then you will just walk your way without any problem.
Are human beings the only species with souls?
Human beings are not the only species with souls. Yeah? There are many more.
If there is no reincarnation, is there ever an eternal...
No. No such thing as eternal hell. It would be a very, 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 very terrible, cruel God who makes eternal hell. Can you think of the logic? Whatever we do, doesn't matter how bad, how terrible, it's short-lived, it's temporary. How can it be measured by eternal hell? How can a God who is so just even measure such an eternal punishment for limited actions, however bad it is? Right? Okay.
Dear Master, can meditation lift depression and fear?
Yes, yes, of course, of course. When God comes, everything that is ungodly will disappear. If not immediately, then in time. And very quickly, very quickly. Yes.
Dear Master, why does God love us?
Why not? Are you having so much a terrible complexity that you feel you are unworthy of God's love? The Father always loves His child. Yeah? He is our Father. Of course He loves us. There's no question about that.
Dear Master, what happens to us after death?
That's a long answer. Okay. What happens, it depends on how we live our life. You see, the God within us is the one who decides where we go after we die. You have three choices. At the time of death, normally we will be greeted and surrounded by enlightened beings such as angels, past master, Christ, Buddha, or whomever, yes? And because they're all together, they are sons of God. But then, depends on our consciousness at that time, our conscience also. If we think that we did all terrible things in life, then our conscience will blind us from this possibility of communicating with these light beings. And we will think that we deserve some punishment. So we sink into a lower level of consciousness. Maybe you call that hell. And if we do all the right things in life, then our conscience will allow us to ascend into a better place, which is called heaven. But heaven has many also levels. If we are like normally good, then we are in a normally heaven. If we are extraordinarily good, we are in a higher heaven. If we are completely enlightened, like Jesus, Buddha, they go where God is. So these are three choices at the time of death. We make this choice already while we are living by acting out what we want to be. If we want to be God-like, then we act like loving person, compassionate, giving, understanding, forgiving, and holy, etc. If we want to act on the contrary to God, then maybe we do not follow the Ten Commandments. We try to do everything that is contrary to the teaching of Jesus, for example. Then at the time of death, the habit thinking, that we would think in that way. And so this thinking will not allow us to go into a higher heaven. And if, by the way, we practice enlightenment, we see the light of God every day, then of course we go where the light goes. That's where God is. Okay?
Dear Master, I believe in the light and sound. Do you consider that Christ was the only Son of God?
Christ is the only Son of God. Because Christ is not a person. Christ is a power that emanates from God, who creates the universe, also who can bring the creation back to Him. And Christ, this power, at that time, has manifested fully in the person of Jesus. So we call Him Jesus Christ. That means Master Jesus. Just like we call Him Buddha Gautama, means Master Gautama. Buddha, Christ are the same name for this extraordinary, only one power, which we can say the only Son of God. So this Son of God, this only power, can choose to manifest any time on this planet or any planet in order to save mankind or other beings and bring them back to the Father when they are ready.
Dear Master, if you feel you do not deserve to feel God within you, is there a way of getting beyond this fear?
Well, I don't know why you fear such thing. It is very, very unnatural that we fear the Father. You know that? We do wrong things. We should fear when we are lonely without God. But we should never fear when we are having the opportunity to see God. So please overcome that. Just do whatever your heart tells you and not the brain tells you. The brain is a terrible thing.
Dear Master, you talk about the inner melody that can heal all wounds. What does this melody sound like?
It sounds almost like outside instruments sometimes. For example, if you hear the bagpipe, the Scottish bagpipe, the harp, the flute, they also resemble the inner sound. Except that the outer sound can relieve us to some extent our stress and sorrow for a temporary period. Sometimes it doesn't. But the inner sound, the inner melody of heaven, will continuously play in 24 hours once we open our spiritual ear, so-called spiritual ear. We can hear it all the time. And it heals our wounds, and it will teach us all the wisdom of the universe. Whereas the outer music can only make us happy, you know, temporarily, but does not teach us any wiser things and do not change ourselves to become a more intelligent or more loving or more compassionate person. So the inner music will do all that. Yes?
Dear Master, I believe that fear and darkness do not exist. They are only the absence of love and light. But a blessing ignored can become a curse. So how can I bless people with my understanding without putting them at risk?
Everyone has to come to the decision to find God by himself. We have no way of persuading people except to show them the logic and reasons, and they decide. Yeah? So if God bless you with understanding, you keep it. Most of the time, when we say to people about our own experience, we get humiliated and suspicion. And that's the way they kill Jesus. So actually, I also myself advise our brothers and sisters to keep quiet and don't talk too much about the experience of heaven. But nevertheless, as I'm doing my job, I have to tell you some of it. The things I tell you are just a fraction of what I know, and just a fraction of what you will know and you will experience. I just say just a little bit only, and you already think it's not possible. So wait until you know what I know. So most of the time, such understanding like you, like yours, or such a blessed with inner vision, we keep quiet. Unless God order us to tell, then we do it.
I'm glad to read that you are a vegetarian. Can you explain why it is important in life to be vegetarian?
Why it is important, yes. It is important because we and all lives in this planet are linked together by an invisible chain. And if one piece of the chain broken, things go wrong. And because it is invisible, we do not know. Otherwise, how do we explain all these disasters or the killing or the war in this planet? When you go inside and meditate on God, He will show you that compassion is very important. And compassion extends to all beings as well, even animals. Then you will know how important it is. In the Bible, God has said that He makes man and make all the herbs in the field and all the vegetables for us as our food. And then He said, then I make animals also to befriend you, to help you, and you will rule over animals. But He did not mention that we should eat them.
Dear Master, is it possible to see Krishna, Jesus, and Buddha simultaneously? Or is it better to desire the vision of one divine master?
Yes, it's possible to see them simultaneously. Some of our brothers, sisters do. But sometimes God plays jokes. Right? The Buddhists will see Jesus and the Christians see Buddha. Yes, just for fun. Then to let them know that they are working with God and they are one God.
Dear Master, is there any purpose for reincarnation?
Yes, if the soul decide that he want to come back here for some special reason, to sample more experience on the planet, or to help somebody that he loved and he has not finished in this lifetime. But rarely, the person has to reincarnate in the same place again, because there are many other places to be reincarnated into.
Master, what is the truth?
You stay behind and I'll show you, okay? The truth cannot be just spoken in language. It has to be experienced by yourself. The truth is God. And the truth will make you know God. The truth will teach you that you are one with God.
Dear Master, is heaven reached through sensitivity or through logic?
Through going there, yourself. It's not by talking, not by reasoning, but by actual seeing heaven in your inner vision that you know heaven.
Dear Master, is all suffering and disease our own free will? Or does God play some part in it?
It's our own free will. Yes. When we do something that is not suitable for the body, then of course the body gets sick. Yeah? For example, if we smoke too much and we sometimes get lung problem, and the person who sits next to us also have secondhand smoke problem, for example, me, secondhand smoke victim. And if we drink too much alcohol, then you get drunk, and hangover, headache, and maybe some other complication concerning alcohol and consumption, a thing like that, yeah? And there's other things that we do unconsciously, which will also affect the body, and it busts out in sickness. All these things can be remedied by turning to God again and let Him heal our shortcomings.
Master, I believe God's spirit and love is in us all. And I also believe His love and light also shines through our animals. Do you believe this?
Of course I believe it. I see it.
Dear Master, it's very unusual for someone to give of their time and experience without reward. Thank you for taking time out on a busy weekend to share your enlightenment. Remember me, my family, and a special needs group in your prayers.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Dear Master, you said that God can lift depression and fear. How can one who is suffering from depression and fear be healed?
Yes, by coming to God again. By coming to the God inside you. We suffer a lot, all of us, in different way. We have different fears because we have lost touch with the Father, which is the source of all blessing, all power, and all security. So by coming back home, we will have everything we need. But this is not by talking that I can make you understand. By your own experience that you will know this. So I invite you to come to God again and let me help you to see Him. And later you'll be always with Him. You don't need me no more. I'm here only for today. Yeah? And then I leave you with God. No problem. So if you ask me thousands more questions, it will just help you intellectually. It doesn't heal your real suffering. Only God can.
Dear Master, what is the meaning of our life in this world, if any?
We come here so that we can know God. That's the only meaning of human's life. Many of us forgotten. That's how we suffer. That's why we suffer. Yeah.
Dear Master, can I achieve salvation by following the teachings of Jesus? If so, why do I need another teacher?
If you understand all what Jesus has said to you and you practice it, then you get salvation. I'm afraid the levels of enlightenment of the Lord Jesus sometimes too high for us. So unless you get enlightened yourself, you cannot understand all that the Master wants to teach us. I'm here to offer you the way so that you can understand His teaching deeper and have the real practical side of His teaching and bring the healing and love into your life. Just the words of Jesus, and if we don't understand completely, it is difficult to get true salvation. Although, if you keep the Ten Commandments and you be a good man, you will enter heaven, but this temporarily.
Dear Master, my mother died unexpectedly 2 months ago. How can I be sure she is at rest? And is there anything I can do to help her on her way to a lighter heaven? Is there any way I can communicate with her now?
Some of our brothers and sisters, when they meditate, they can communicate with their loved ones on so-called the other side. And by the way, the good news is the one who get initiation will benefit his 5-7 generations, whether he knows them or not. For example, your deceased father, mother, will be also uplifted to a higher heaven if they have died through your practice of the light. Because of the bloodline, you will also bless the deceased relatives through your initiation. 5-7 generations at least will be saved by one person who are enlightened.
Dear Master, what happened when you became enlightened? Did you hear a bell like Muhammad? Did you have a vision? Please tell us.
Yes, yes, yes. That's just the beginning. You can hear the bell, yes. You can hear the angels speak. Or you might see Jesus, you might see Buddha, you might see Muhammad. You might see God. You might see all the masters. You might see the light only. You might hear the bell only. You might hear more other things higher than the bell.
Dear Master, how can one express one's divinity?
Only when you know it, then you can express. When you know that you have the divine within you, you enlighten, you contact this divine quality within you, then only then you can express it. We cannot express what we don't know. We cannot express what we don't recognize. Or if we don't recognize, we don't know. Practically, we don't have it. So we can't express it. Okay? That's how Jesus expressed his holiness, because he became holy himself. Yeah, he became one with the divine.
Master, do angels, spiritual guides, exist? How important are they in our spiritual evolution? Is it easier to communicate with them than with God?
They do exist. First, they exist everywhere. Just that our spiritual eyes are not open, we don't see them. And when we are enlightened, we can see them. Some people are not even deliberately doing any meditation, but they have some previous experience of blessed by other master by chance. They also see angels, and see spiritual guide. They will help us to a certain extent, but only God can help us all through. So, in the beginning, the angels and the spiritual guides probably just stand by, and help us a little bit in the basic requirements. And later, we will become our own master, and God is our only guide. But the angels are around all the time. No problem. They will be our servers, they'll be our helpers.
Dear Master, when you say that our lives are continued from generation to generation, are you talking about reincarnation?
Yes, I do. But when I mentioned before, means the key of knowledge passed from one generation to the next.
Dear Master, I try to practice open-mindedness towards other people's weakness, but sometimes struggle and get frustrated with my own compassion. How can I overcome this?
Continue struggle until you get used to it. When we have compassion for other people, we must have it unconditionally, so we don't get frustrated and hurt when they don't return our love. And we can do that the way Jesus did. Practice the kingdom of God, knowing God, and give what God gives from inside. And we don't feel that we'll be drained. It's difficult to love all beings with equal love, but you try your best. Love your family members first. Love them with all your heart or your mind, and then practice the presence of God. Then later, you can love mankind as much as you love your family members.
Dear Master, Master Wu of Chu spoke of a great separation,
before which all life on the planet shared consciousness. Do you believe we are approaching a new age of shared consciousness?
Wow, I'm impressed that the Irish people even know Master Wu before Lao Tzu. No, he talks about some metaphor, some things that before the creation sprung into being. There was a great separation because God thinks and then it becomes. God wants to divide himself, so we separated from him. So it seemed into different individualized forms so that we can feel the separateness from God. And then, through this separation, we have to return by the power of longing to go back to the self. And then we will join together in the same consciousness. And that's when we have a shared consciousness and back to the origin. And the thing you talk about is the new golden age, right, for example? It depends on us. If more and more people elevate their consciousness into a higher level, then of course we approach a new golden age. If not, then you know what happens. Therefore, many of the teachers And I myself was commanded by God to run around like this and sharing the knowledge of what I know, what he wants me to know, and what he wants you to know, until everyone become shared in the real knowledge of God. And then we can approach the golden age, of course. Let's hope it will be so. I guess we are coming to it, yeah? Because a lot of people turn into spirituality now. And a lot of people became vegetarian for not only health reason, but for compassion and religious reason. So the planet is becoming better and better. It's just that we have to work harder. I mean, for example, I just don't know how to speak the truth, which I know in my heart. Sometimes I tell God, it is so difficult, God. Could you find someone else? Because I don't know how to speak about you. I only know you. I can love you. I can see you. But it's so difficult to talk in language about you. The more I talk, it seems I don't make enough glory about you. And I feel incomplete in my heart. I feel frustrated. Yeah, but that's the way it is. I just have to introduce to people, and then they choose it, and then they decide, and then they enter the kingdom of God, then they will know it themselves. And that's the best way. Language is not particularly the best vehicle for God's explanation. Everyone who knows God knows this.
Some meditations say to concentrate on the Dantian. Some say to focus on the heart. Kuan Yin says to focus on the third eye. I've tried them all. Some friends have warned me that it is dangerous to focus on the third eye. What will you advise me, please?
It is dangerous to focus anywhere without proper guidance, because we have forgotten so much about ourselves that we should learn it from ABC again. Dan Tian is a Chinese word for the solar plexus, which is around your stomach here. Yeah, around the navel, down the navel, lower. Yeah, this chakra, this center of the body, is also a center of energy. We have many centers of energy in the body. Just like in a nation, we have different powerhouses which generate electricity to the whole city or the whole country. Yes, in our body, we have many different centers for concentrated spiritual power as well as willpower. We have it under our feet, we have it in our knees, we have it in our sexual organs, we have it at our stomach here, solar plexus, we have it at the heart, we have it at the throat, we have it here, we have it there, we have it there too. Yes? So the highest gate for us to leave this physical body when we die is the third eye center, the wisdom center. So in order not to confuse and go wrong way around, go downward into a lower level of creation, we should practice going and coming through this gate while living, because God sits there, the wisdom sits there. So I do not want to take up too much of your time by teaching from the feet upward, which you can do. In the old time, people live until 800 for or 1,000 years. They can have fun doing all kind of upside down, inside out thing. We don't have time anymore. Our life keeps shortened despite our technology advance. So we make it quick. We must practice where it is important, where is the only way to get in and out of the body for the higher level of love. So that's why I teach you to do it here. But any center at all, you must learn it properly. There are the do's and don'ts to protect yourself. And that's why it takes a few hours to sit with you, 1 or 2 hours to sit with you, to tell you what you should pay attention to. The enlightenment takes seconds. But the instruction, so that you know how to do it yourself at home, every day, takes an hour or so. Thank you for being so patient and so sincere. And thank you very much for your presence. You bless me very much. Thank you, thank you.